From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. As high-level talks were held in Washington, Iran's president issued a warning about pulling out of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Charles de Ledesma has more.
Hassan Rouhani has repeated his warning against an American pullout from the landmark nuclear deal between Tehran and world powers, as meetings between President Donald Trump and Francis Emmanuel Macron get underway in Washington. Rouhani's told supporters in Iran, if someone wants to betray our nation and the deal, grave consequences will affect them, adding that the Islamic nation will strongly resist any plots by those who sit in the White House. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed French President Emmanuel Macron to the White House on Tuesday, and speaking to reporters alongside Macron, Trump said the two nations were in agreement on Iran.
France and the United States also agree that Iran cannot be allowed to develop a nuclear weapon, and that regime must end its support of terrorism.
North Korea and trade were other topics discussed during Tuesday's bilateral meetings. President Trump will host Macron in the White House Tuesday night for a state dinner, the first of his administration. Authorities in Pakistan said on Tuesday that three suicide bombers separately attacked police and paramilitary forces in Quetta, killing at least six and wounding several others. Official reports a suicide bomber blew himself up near a police van on the main road leading to the city's airport, causing the fatalities. Rescue workers said that seven policemen were taken to the hospital in critical condition. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. A 25-year-old who plowed into a van into a crowded Toronto sidewalk was ordered held Tuesday on 10 counts of murder and 13 counts of attempted murder as Canadian authorities and the public sought to make sense of what appeared to be one of the deadliest mass murders in the country's modern history. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said there was no reason to suspect that more attacks would come.
At this time, we have no reason to suspect that there is any national security element to this attack.
The judge ordered Alex Manassian detained without bond and scheduled the next hearing for May 10th. At least 37 Maoist rebels were killed in two gun battles between troops and insurgents in western India over the past 3 days. Philip Alexio has that story.
Police say six rebels were killed overnight and troops recovered about 15 bodies of rebels killed in an earlier gunfight on Sunday. Police initially finding 16 bodies from that clash, but many bodies were washed away into a nearby stream and were found floating in the water on Tuesday. Police and paramilitary soldiers have been searching the area for several days. The Maoist rebels, who claim inspiration from Chinese revolutionary leader Mao Zedong, have been fighting India's government for more than four decades. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Syrian State TV reported on Tuesday that government forces have launched a new operation targeting underground tunnels used by the Islamic State group in Damascus. At an international donor conference in Brussels regarding Syria, the EU's top diplomat Federica Mogherini said it was crucial to restart the UN-led talks to end the war that's now in its eighth year.
Syria is not a chessboard. It's not a geopolitical game. Syria belongs to the Syrian people, and the Syrian people have to decide themselves about the future of their country.
United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, stressed the latest territorial gains in the war by Damascus and its allies would not bring peace any closer. The key whistleblower in Chile's clerical sex abuse scandal has arrived in Rome for his audience with Pope Francis and said Tuesday he will urge the Pope to get rid of the toxic bishops and cardinals who have defamed and discredited abuse survivors around the world. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush has been hospitalized in Houston with an infection after attending the funeral of his wife, Barbara. The 93-year-old Bush is responding well to treatments and appears to be recovering. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.